USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Volcano Mauna Loa on Hawaii's Big Island continues to spew magma at exit points known as fissures. Fissure number 3 continues to remain active, shooting lava between 50 and 100 feet high. Fissure number 4, a smaller one that opened up Monday night, is feeding lava in a northeast direction, but still miles away from civilization. Some of President Biden's judicial nominees will face criticism at today's Senate Judiciary Committee hearing. Republican lawmakers will question nominees for their track record on soft-on-crime judgments and their legal theories on the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms. A known trespasser was taken into custody by New York City police after a suspicious powder he allegedly left behind in a Hyatt hotel room caused a maid to become sick on Tuesday. A 55-year-old man was taken into custody. Charges against him are pending and have not been released. NYPD Assistant Chief James McCarthy said explosive material is believed to be the powdery substance.
Since the substance had been cleaned and was no longer visible in the bathroom, the fire department swabbed various surfaces of the room, which initially indicated that there was a possible trace of amount of explosive substance.
Let's get an update on the possible railroad strike. Tim Berg in Phoenix reports.
President Biden met with congressional leaders and asked them to prevent a rail strike just weeks before Christmas. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says this should have been solved months ago.
This was in a negotiation that was selected by this administration. This was something that was celebrated by this administration that it was fixed. And now, right before a holiday season, right when farmers need to ship their goods and others, we have to rush something to the floor.
USA Radio News.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Several tornado warnings were issued Tuesday as storms rolled through Mississippi. The National Weather Service reported at least 21 tornadoes reported across the state during the severe weather event. Damage will be assessed by the National Weather Service today. Tornado threats today include parts of Alabama, Mississippi, the Florida Panhandle, and central Georgia. The storms are expected to weaken today. With calls for impeachment of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, the complaint is that he's out of his league at handling the security at our Mexico border and then lying to cover up his inept actions. Republican Representative Claudia Tenney from New York, she was on Newsmax Tuesday and had a thought on the Biden administration now taking air marshals off of planes and putting them at the border.
Look, they're desperate. First of all, we have to take back the House finally in January and at least hold the Biden administration accountable, including investigations into Secretary Mayorkas, who's created this. But the air marshals have a job to do. They have a mission that is not to go to the southern border. But the Biden administration's desperate. Why not just finish the wall? It's costing us millions and millions of dollars to not finish the wall because we're violating contracts that we've signed. And also it helps slow down the flow of immigrants into the border, which helps reduce the stress on the border agents.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.